We'd like to say this morning it's a honor and a privilege to be Williams here at Mountain View. It's been a long time, seemed like, since we've been Williams, and looked around this morning as we come in, seen familiar faces, and I know there's a lot of changes come, but I'm glad God ain't changed. And we go looking for Him, we can surely find Him.
Amen.
I've always found Him to be exactly what He always said He was.
Yeah.
Been a lot of things in my life. When I got there, I'd be disappointed about some things, but not with the Lord. He's always been more than what I ever thought that He could be. And I'm glad He's real in my life. I'm glad He's not something I put up on a shelf and take it down every now and then, and when I need it or think about it. I'm glad He's an ever-present help in a time of need this morning. And it seems like today that we live in, we need Him a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
I know I do. I find the older that I'm getting, the more of this world I'm trying to get rid of. When I reach down to the end of my days, I want my flight to be light. I don't want to be loaded down with a lot of things and cares and burdens of this world. I don't want to be cumbered about with many things. I just want to have my mind. The Bible tells us to watch and pray, and I'm glad I seem like I've been doing a lot of that lately. I'm looking for the Lord, and all that I am and all that I hope for is looking for that day when He comes and gets me. Ain't you glad of that? I'm glad there's something I've got to look forward to this morning. There's a better day coming. The old devil, he's trying to do what he's always done, to kill and to steal and to destroy, and I believe he's a deceiver. But I'm glad if we can get all these things moved out of the way this morning, we can get our eyes focused upon the Lord and see that brighter day coming. I'm glad this morning. I don't want to be called as a thief in the night. I'm looking for the Lord with all my heart. You pray this morning. I've had y'all on my mind here lately, and I just had to get here. That's all I can tell you. I left the house this morning just feeling my way through, and that's where I'm at right now, just trying to feel my way through and see what the Lord would have. I've been reading some scripture, and the Lord's been talking with me, and how much of this we get into this morning, I ain't got no idea, and it don't really matter this morning, but I just want to reverence the Lord. I believe if God has saved you, then you've got something to do. I really do. I believe, you know, I don't want to be as Joshua and them over there. There's over there, and the men showed up moldy and crusty and all that, just lived right over the road, neighbors. Tried to deceive them. I never want to be moldy and crusty in the eyes of the Lord. Do you? I want to shake that stuff off me and just travel with the Lord this morning. You pray for us. It's been seemed like here lately, I guess everybody's either had the sickness, be around the sickness, but seemed like I can't get the breath that I once did get. I'm trying just to slow down a little bit and let the Lord get all that He can get out of me. I don't know how much time I got left. I've done lived longer than I thought I would. So I want to finish strong, and I want to do all that I can while I'm here. I appreciate my wife, Vicki, here's with me this morning, and thankful that she goes with me wherever I need to go. And you pray for us this morning, and we'll do our very best to mind the Lord. If you want to read with us, we're going to be reading in the book of Genesis and in the 43rd chapter. Very familiar scripture there. And the Lord's got us here this morning, and I've got several verses to read. Now, of that, I don't know what the Lord's going to do with it, and just going to try my best to follow Him. So you pray for us this morning with all your heart, and we'll just see what God have out of this morning. Forty-third chapter of book of Genesis. And I got to reading this morning, and I'm telling you, we're right here with this morning. This is where I'm at and what I feel. And this may be the last time I don't know that I'll ever get to come back through this way again. So I'm going to give you everything I got this morning. And the Bible said in the first verse, and the famine was sore in the land. That'd be about enough to go with right there, ain't it? And it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn. I don't know this morning. I don't know. It's all I got. When they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, go again and buy us a little food. And Judah spake unto him, saying, the man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, ye shall not see my face except your brother be with you. If thou wilt send our brother with us, we'll go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we'll not go down. For the man said unto us, ye shall not see my face except your brother be with you. And Israel said, wherefore dealt ye so ill with me as to tell the man whether ye had yet a brother? They said, the man asked us straightly of our state and of our kindred, saying, is your father yet alive? Have ye another brother? And we told him, according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, bring your brother down? And Judah said unto Israel his father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and thou, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him, if my hand shall thou require of him, if I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee, then let me bear the blame forever. For except we had lingered, surely now we had returned this second time. And their father Israel said unto them, if I must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. Amen. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Peradventure it was an oversight. Take also your brother and arise and go again unto the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And that's all I'm going to try to read. I know I will never get all that out. But Lord, being my helper, I'd like to go with you for a few minutes. Just where Jacob was. It's when the first time Jacob had to reason, amen, with the Lord as he laid out on the desert floor. Amen. And there Jacob laid down and began to see the ladder that stretched from the top to the bottom, all the way up to where God was. And the angels began to descend and descend. And he said, surely this is a terrible place. It is the place of God. I'm glad I feel him this morning. Woo! I'm glad there's some witness when the Lord's around. I'm glad there's some evidence that God still speaks. And I want you to know how Israel had to reason with what was going on in the famine in the land. And the Bible said, if we try to save our lives, we're going to lose it. I thought about what God told Gideon. He said, Gideon, he got up to a place and you tell them, all them is fearful and afraid, go on back home. But whosoever shall lose their life for him will save it. I thought about this predicament Israel was in. Joseph had went down under the leadership of God Almighty. He didn't just end up in a pit on his own. I ain't just held by here this morning. God sent me by this morning. Amen. Joseph didn't fall headlong in a ditch. Ever since he was little, everybody around him was jealous of him. And jealousy don't get you nowhere with the Lord. I've always found if I can decrease and let him increase, I'm the better for it. Now I'm telling you, I know we've been in some messes and we've been through some things. But I need what I got to have today to get me through tomorrow. Amen. And I ain't here to feed the outward man. I'm here to feed the younger man. Amen. Jacob was in a fix. There was a son down there in bondage. Had done been down there once. Amen. And they held a Simeon down there and said, prove to me you got another brother.
Amen.
I thought about the spirit, how this younger man in here, he needs to rule me. If I can feed him and keep him strong, this outward man can't do nothing, just try to tag along and follow up to the place, because he ain't going with him at the end of it no way. But if we keep the inward man strong, I don't know what we going to face. Hey, something bigger than Corona coming.
Amen.
And I need to be ready for it. I don't want to turn tail and run. Be fearful and afraid. God give me some sense to fight with. And he told me not to lean to my own understanding. Amen. Ain't much science to that. It's just faith. I've done reasoned this out. And this man inside me is wanting to live. Listen down in here. And you know what? When I got saved, he entered into an eternal day that he'll never have to come out of. I'm alive forevermore. The quicker I get released out of this, the better off I'm going to be anyway. You might not believe that, but to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. God done blessed me beyond that I'd ever had imagined. And he still lives, and I'm still among the living. But one day after a while, I'm glad I've done made preparations for the hereafter. You believe in the hereafter? I believe we got a hell to shun and a heaven to gain, don't you?
Amen.
Now here was Jacob. They done got back with the first load. They said, don't you come back down here. You bring that younger brother. Amen. When I stand before the Lord, I'm going to have that younger boy. Amen. He that's in me is greater than he that's in the world.
Amen.
Benjamin, I never had thought about it like that. I wonder just how low the baskets got before Jacob dawned on him. Amen. He's cored down there in Egypt. Lest we get back down there, we're going to starve to death. I have to go to meeting. I have to have the gospel. I've heard people say they can do just as good at the house. You know how long We've been hearing to get up out of the house and get to the house of God and be saved. You know how many years they've been preaching that? And just in a moment, here we are trying to get them up again. That's the truth. I've lost and you've lost and everybody else has lost. But I'm going to tell you this much. God knows every hair on my head that's numbered. He knows every thought that's in my mind. The very intentions. You know, intentions means before you do it.
Amen.
That's what intentions mean. He knows my intents before I even know them. So there was Jacob, there was Israel, looking about, he's saying, I've got a son down there in bondage, and my young one thought in his own mind and heart he'd done lost Joseph. He told the boy, he said, you take Benjamin down there and I'll lose him, you might as well just put me, it's going to bring my gray hairs on down to the grave. He couldn't lose no more. You know what Jacob had to do? He had to start looking at everything. We're all going to starve to death unless somebody goes down there. And sometimes you just got to get up and go. You can sit there in the shape you're in, but until you're willing to get up and do something about it, you just going to sit there in the shape you're in. But till me and you get ready to lay this stuff down, amen, just come on and say, Lord, amen, I'm going to give it all. There's where Jacob was at. 12 sons. One of them he thought had done gone. One of them down there in bondage. Youngest one sitting over here. Don't you know after Joseph died, he sat there and tried to hold and protect that youngest son. Watched him all the way through it. Especially after he done lost Joseph. And I thought just how low them baskets got before he made the decision. Told Judah, you go down there and get them. He said, I can't unless I take that young boy with me. He said, why have you dealt with me like that and to tell them that I ain't had one? God knows all of it. He knows what's keeping you on the bank this morning. He does. He knows exactly everything that comes through our minds. But the Bible said, can we add a cubit to our height? Can a man add that to his height? Amen. But I'm glad you have to get small to get big.
Amen.
If you want to live, you're going to have to lay down this outward man this morning. If you want to eat the corn, I thought about how low them baskets got. And amen, everything, he said, I tell you what, you ain't going to go down there empty. Amen, we might not have no corn, but I want you to take him a present. You can bring the Lord something this morning. Reminds me of Miss McDougal saying that her husband had been farming all his life, and one year God told him to grow okra. Everybody had everything that year, but nobody growed okra, but he did. Bring what you got. Bring what you got. So there he said, take the almonds and the nuts and the figs and all these things, good things we can get our hands on. And I don't want you to go down there empty-handed. You bring this. Take double money.
Amen.
For that was in the mouth of your sack.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that mouth of that sack too. I really have. This just hit me. Just, amen. Hey, but what we need to do is get that thing opened up where God can see it all.
Amen. Amen.
That first trip down there, they bought the corn, kept Simeon down yonder, And Joseph, unknowingly, the boys knowingly, he didn't know him, but that was Joseph, said, put all that money back in the mouth of their sacks and send them on. And when he got back, told Jacob, said, well, Simeon had to stay, but here we are with the food. And Israel said, it must have been an oversight how that money ended back up in your sacks. I tell you, all the things that God had wanted from me, he didn't need them no way. When I got there to the altar, when I was asking him to save me, I come up with a whole lot more than I ever. I got the better deal. I ain't lost nothing. I ain't lost nothing. A lot of people get to thinking about what all they're going to have to give up. All I can tell you is I was lost and I needed saved. I was dead and I needed to live. God knowed what I needed and God give it all. But I got to that place where I had to give it all. I couldn't hold back nothing. Jacob got to that place where he had to give it all. He didn't, even the things that was dearest to him, he said, go ahead and take him. We need to live. He got down there, and when Joseph seen him coming, he said, you send word, them boys going to sit at my table. They going to eat with me. Woo, I'm glad I'm eating there, ain't you? Go on in there and eat with Joseph. And when he got down there and seen Benjamin, his heart couldn't contain, and he just busted, didn't he? I know he sent them all on there to sit there with a cup, and he got down there and realized what he had. Went back down there and said, I don't know. He said, who's ever a sack, you find that cup in, let him be the prisoner. You can take him on. And they found it in Benjamin's sack. And boy, old Reuben and Judah and all of them just busted. Right? I know what that feels like. Just to bust it. Lord, I done brought him. I was my daddy's youngest boy. And I brought all that we got down here. And we're just in your hands. And I believe when old Joseph heard that, he just busted. And they all just fell around one another's neck. Jacob knowed what that felt like too when he seen Esau coming, didn't he? He just knowed what it felt like when he seen him coming afar off. But this is where I'm at this morning. I thought about when Joe said, you go get our father. I want you to load these wagons so full. Hey man, you go get Pharaoh's wagons and you load them too. Hey man, you send enough wagons to bring him and all that he's got. Hey man, back down here where they something to eat.
Yeah.
And they just didn't help anywhere. It was in the best of the land, old Goshen. Yeah. There's light down there, it shined. It wasn't a dark place.
No.
But I thought about when Israel must have been sitting out there waiting to hear something. Here come them wagons. Loaded down, I believe the wheels was a squeaking. Hey man, they was loaded down with all that Joseph wanted to impress. God's only wanted to impress me with all his goodness. And he does every time I'm around him. Here it all come. And not only did he get to see it and to eat off of it, he went back with it.
Amen.
The Lord's coming to get me, and I'm going to go eat with Him.
Amen.
And forever be with the Lord. Joseph told the boys down there, he said, let me tell y'all something. You're going to be down here a long time. Today's going to come a time when you're going to be took out of this place. And don't you leave my bones down here either. Amen. When Moses come down, that's the last thing he said. You go make sure. Amen. He's a coming with us.
Amen.
I'm going out of here.
Yeah.
And the devil's trying his best to keep everybody just quiet.
Yeah.
We got quiet again in the churches.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, let the redeemed say so.
Hallelujah.
Whew. I don't know. That's just all I got. I'm leaving out of here with them wagon trains loaded with all the good stuff. Amen. I don't know when. This may be the day. But I'm leaving out of here. And I'm not leaving alone. I'm going to be with the Lord forever.
Hallelujah.
Don't you get stuck in a place where there ain't nothing to eat. If you want something to eat, get up and go get it. But there's still a lot of food to eat. Even in this wilderness, God can prepare a table. That's what He told Moses. Do you not think even in this place I could provide you a table? And at about that time, the manna started falling. Ate so much of that manna, even the children said, I'm loathing this light bread. God sent them the flesh, the quail. Knee deep. Amen. Till they're picking it out of their teeth. I want you to know you as close to the Lord as you want to be. That's the truth. If I want you to hear that this morning. You can be as close to the Lord as you want to be. Moses said, Lord, show me your glory. God said, I have prepared. I have prepared by me a place in this rock, in the cleft of this rock, that when I pass by, amen, I'll move my hand. You see me for what I am. All the glory that you can behold, He's got it this morning. Amen, I'd love to see how much I can hold. One day I am. It'll be so much, it'll bust this body in two. Amen. I'll just leave.
Yeah, amen.
Ain't you glad of that this morning, Bruce?
Yes. Hallelujah.
The devil's not got the best of me yet.
Amen.
I've been through the corona. We were sick. Vicky was really sick. Loaded up my mother-in-law, went to the hospital, and her up 24/7 on oxygen. I said, that's the last time we'll see her. 11 days later, she pulled, went and got her. Brought her home. I'd have thought, surely. I'm glad today that I'm prepared to what I may be tomorrow. But if it was the corona or whatever's out there, God doesn't know about it. And I don't want to get in His way. I love the Lord. Randy, that's all I got. Come on, finish it.
Amen.
Come on, come on. Just do what you feel like you need to do. It just gets to a time you just need to lay it down. I can't fight all this. You know anybody that can? You get to thinking, you get on the TV and you can go three channels to the right and three to the left, and every one of them's different. So ain't it time we just trusted the Lord?
Amen.
Just getting the Word. Brandon said, Daddy, you need to start listening to all about my oldest boy.
Amen.
Daddy, you need to listen to all this going on. I said, Brandon, if God wants me to know it, He'll reveal it to me.
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart. Amen. I'm still watching Him. I got my eyes on Him.
Amen.
Ain't nothing going to catch me. Ain't nothing going to catch me off guard. I'm ready to go.
Hallelujah.
Why? Ain't you?
Yeah.
If you ain't, it's your own fault. How empty are you going to let your baskets get? Jacob said, boy, we ain't got but a day or two left. And we're going to start, we really going to get in a bad shape. He wasn't just thinking of himself there, was he, Randy? That's how God was. This is my only son, but He give His only son. I'm still eating on Him. He said, I am the bread of life. Whosoever eateth of me. He said, I have meat to eat. Amen. Woo! Amen. He said, my meat is not of this world. But my meat is to do the will of the Father.
Amen.
If it was good enough for Jesus,
amen,
it's good enough for me.
Amen.
I'm done. I tell you, I'm done. Go ahead.
Woo!